The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunday 95. I think it's going to be a great show. I thank you for tuning in. Now, in a little bit, we're going to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and what I would like you to do is listen carefully, because in the first 5 or 10 minutes, I'll be giving you the answer. You just don't know what the question is going to be yet. Also, what we're going to do today is listener questions. Our phone number, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. And if you have a question about a particular topic or anything having to do with dentistry, please feel free to give us a call. If you'd like, you can send emails. You can send them to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko @dentallyspeaking.com. And while I'm at it, let me just mention that you can access podcasts of this show by going to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes. If you choose iTunes, search Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko, and you'll be able to find the podcast from any of the shows that we have done. So, all right, now, and by the way, the winner of our Dr. Kvitko question of the day receives free flowers from Weisstember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. I think that might be all the announcements for now, so let me just go ahead and we'll go. What we have is a list of some questions that have been sent to us, built up over time, as people have called in and emailed questions. And so here's one. The first one is, Dear Dr. Kvitko, is it okay to give a child juice instead of milk in their bottle at bedtime? And what about water? From Mary H. Okay, Mary. Now, first of all, you shouldn't put your child to bed with a bottle unless there's water in it. So juice is not much better than milk. Now, let me tell you why milk is bad. Milk has lactose in it, and that is also known as milk sugar. So what happens is the baby will be drinking, and then they'll have their mouth full of milk, and they'll doze off. And that milk will stay in their mouth, and it will eat at the teeth. It'll actually cause decay, rampant decay, known as nursing bottle caries syndrome. The same thing will happen with juice, because let's face it, juices all have some form of sugar, whether it be natural or artificial. So the only thing that you should put in the bottle at bedtime for your child, for your infant, would be water. Now, I had somebody ask me, well, what's the chance of a child actually being willing to drink a bottle of water? Honestly, I don't know, but if you get them used to it, I think it might be pretty good. So again, let me just remind you or refresh the answer. The answer is it is not okay to put your child to bed with a bottle of juice or milk. Okay. Thanks so much for the question. And let's see here. Now we have the next question is from Sherry C. It says, Dr. Kvitko, my 10-year-old daughter tripped and broke her front tooth. The dentist fixed it, but said that it needs to be redone when she gets older. Why is that? All right, Sherry. Well, first of all, you mentioned that your daughter was 10. I'm going to guess she was probably closer to 9, because it seems like at age 9 is when kids must be accident-prone, because almost every time a child comes in with a broken tooth in the front, they're 9 years old. And if I ask adults who have a filling on a front tooth that you can tell was done because of a fracture, I ask them how old they were when they did it, and they tell me age 9. So anyway, but for now, I mean, you said your daughter was 10, so we'll go with 10. And what it is at age 10, the teeth haven't completely erupted from below the gum. They haven't finished molding. They're not in their final position. So if you have a big, big piece of tooth that has broken off and it's been repaired, A couple things will happen. Usually the repair is plastic, sometimes with a pin retained in the tooth to help support the plastic filling. But anyway, so what happens then is that material, that tooth-colored material, will slowly discolor. And over time, it's going to become darker than your daughter's natural teeth. So she's going to want it to be replaced, if for no other reason, to make it match again. The other thing is when you have such a large broken area, such a large repair, it's not very strong over the long haul, and eventually your daughter's going to benefit from having either a veneer, either a porcelain veneer there, or a porcelain crown. But like I mentioned earlier, when I said that the teeth haven't completely erupted, the gums haven't molded, you wouldn't want to do a crown on a child that age, because the edge of the crown, which would be maybe right at the gum line at the time it was placed, would be eventually become above the gum line, or rather, I'm sorry, visible below the gum line, once the tooth has finished erupting and once the tooth has the gums have finished molding. So, I mean, it's okay to put a crown on a tooth at a young age like that, as long as you know that it's a financial concern. You'll have to have it redone once the edge of the crown, which we call the margin, once the edge of the crown becomes visible. Okay? All right, Sherry. So, again, thank you so much for the question. Really do appreciate it. And now we have a question from Tim. And Tim says, my 15-year-old daughter wants to have her teeth whitened. Is she too young? Well, Tim, she's almost too young. The manufacturer of Bright Smile and Zoom, which are the professional dentist-applied products that we use in our office. You've maybe heard about them. They have what looks like a laser light, a bright blue light, and there's three or four applications in the office. The manufacturer of those recommends that children under the age of 14 not have their teeth whitened. So your daughter would be okay because she's 15, and you can actually do it on somebody 14 or older. But let me tell you why there's a concern at all. And that is this. Children's teeth, young teeth, have larger pulp chambers. The hollow center is bigger than it is when we're adults. Now, why is that important? In order to whiten teeth or bleach teeth, we need the gel, the actual gel, to work its way into the pores of the teeth. And by the way, if you look at a tooth under an electron microscope, it looks like a honeycomb, where all of the cells are lined up perpendicular to the outer surface. So, with that in mind, the gel will slowly leach into these pores and clean out the dirt, the debris, the yellow portions of things from like Cheetos and maybe the red from grapes or grape juice or Kool-Aid, that sort of thing. It will grab all of those little particles and slowly bring them out of the pores and make the teeth white again. Now, if you have a larger hollow middle, by the way, the middle is where the nerve is. So if you have a larger middle, you have a nerve that's closer to the outside of the teeth. And with that in mind, it wouldn't take very long for this gel to work its way into a point that would actually cause sensitivity and in some cases, you know, downright painful. So we can do children, but here's the thing. They're not old enough to have had a chance for their teeth to darken very much in the first place. It's not like they've been smoking and drinking coffee for, you know, 20, 30 years. They've just had a little bit of exposure to things like, you know, grape juice and Cheetos and so on. So the point is it doesn't take very long to clean that out before it turns out that you get that sensitivity. And in a young child, there'd be very little room for the gel to get into the tooth before it became tender. So age 14 and older is pretty much the agreed-upon age. And by the way, when we do whitening of this sort, remember I mentioned there would be like three or four applications, what we do is we go ahead and put the gel on the person's teeth and we turn the light on, and then after 15 or 20 minutes, the light turns itself off, we come in, we suction off the gel, put some more on, turn the light on again. And we can do this up to four times. In a young person with young teeth with a large pulp chambers, we might only get one application or maybe one and a half, but in their case, that's all it would actually take to whiten their teeth. it would only take that one or that one and a half. So you might feel like, oh, gee, maybe I got gypped because I only got my daughter only got one session, when in fact that's all she needed to whiten her teeth. All right? All right, Tim. Well, thank you so much for that question. I think it was a very good one. All right. Now, I mentioned Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and I said that if you were listening carefully, you would know the answer. So, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today is, yes or no, it is okay to give a child juice instead of milk in their bottle at bedtime. True or false? All right, I'll ask it again. Is it okay to give a child juice instead of milk in their bottle at bedtime? The answer, yes or no, or is it true or false? Either one would be fine. All right, our phone number is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And the winner receives a free floral arrangement, a mixed seasonal floral arrangement from Weisdember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. Thank you so much for joining me. Stay with me, and we'll be right back after the break.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
A smile that can light up this whole town. I haven't seen it in a while since she brought you down. You say you're fine, I know you better than that.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. Really appreciate it. Today what we're doing is we are taking listener questions. I'm answering emails. We're going over things that people have questions about. And also, right before the break, we gave out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Let me restate the question. The question was, is it okay to give a child juice instead of milk in their bottle at bedtime? And that would be true or false. And let's go to the phones right now. We have a caller on line one. Caller, what's your name?
Hi, it's Connie.
Hi, Connie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. Do you have a guess for us?
Yes, it is not okay to give a child juice at bedtime.
Not okay. Very good.
That's false. Yes.
Correct. Very good. Okay. Do me a favor, stay on the line, and what we're going to do is my producer is going to get your information so we know how to get those flowers to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks so much. Okay, and remember, the reason you don't send your child, your infant child, to bed with juice or milk in their bottle is because they will get very severe decay called baby bottle syndrome, rampant decay. It's just not a good thing, okay? All right, let's move on to the next question. The next question was sent to us by George, and it says, Dear Dr. Kvitko, I've heard that if you have a tooth knocked out, it can be reinserted. Is that true? Well, George, that is very true. However, time is of the essence. And what we're talking about is when you have a tooth knocked out, a cleanly knocked out, not one that broke halfway up, not one that chipped or anything. If you have your tooth completely, it's called a volst, completely knocked out of the socket, and you, what you need to do is find it real quick. You got to find it, look at it, make sure it's not a broken tooth, make sure that it is all there. You need to be very, very careful with it. Don't rub on it. Don't rub it off very much. What you need to do is get it into some type of an isotonic solution very quickly. And by the way, the sooner you can get to a dentist, the better. In fact, within 30 minutes is ideal. Anything over 30 minutes and the chance of survival really, really diminishes quickly. Anything over an hour and it pretty much is a hopeless case. So there aren't very many true dental emergencies, but this is one of them. So if you have a tooth completely knocked out, you got to find it very quickly, get to a dentist very quickly. Now, what do you do if you find it, and how can you make this process better? If you find the tooth and it is intact, what you need to do is just gently rinse it off. Not a lot of rubbing, because there's these little fibers on the tooth called Sharpie's fibers, and we don't want to damage them. And so you rinse it off lightly. If you have the ability, if it's your tooth and you can put it back in the socket, go ahead. If you can't get it in the socket, then the next best thing would be to hold it in your mouth while you get to the dentist. Don't swallow it, just hold it. And the saliva will act as an isotonic solution and help keep this tooth vital in the time that it takes you to get to a dentist. Now, if you don't have, if it's not your tooth, if it's a child, your child's tooth, and they're too little or you can't get them to hold the tooth in their mouth, as a parent, may sound gross, but you could put the tooth in your mouth and hold it in there until you get to the dentist, and it'll do the same thing. It'll nourish it. The other thing is there is a solution known as Save a Tooth, and you could Google it, saveatooth.com, I think, but Save a Tooth, and it's an isotonic solution that looks about the size of a Pond's cold cream jar, and you would put the tooth in that, and that will keep it stable until you can get to a dentist to have it inserted. And just keep in mind that it has to be done quickly, very, very, very quickly. You have to get this in, because if it's out too long, the body doesn't recognize it anymore. It decides, even if you've put it back in, it might decide that it's a foreign object and it will try to reject it. It just won't take. So yes, it can be reinserted, but it's very, very adamant that you get to a dentist soon and that the tooth itself be protected during travel. Okay? All right, George. Well, thank you so much for that. And now we have an email from Lindsay. And Lindsay says, I went to my dentist to have my lower denture relined because it has become so loose I can barely keep it in. My dentist said I don't have enough ridge for a reline that would do much good. He suggested some kind of little implants to solve my problem. Can you explain what he's talking about and will it work? Okay, Lindsay. Well, what your dentist is referring to are called mini implants. Now, why are they called mini implants, besides the obvious? Mini implants are 1.8 millimeters in diameter, as opposed to one of the smaller full-size implants, which are 3.8. So it is half the size of a small full-size implant. And why that's important is because they can be inserted into the bone, your jawbone, almost like a wood screw. You don't have to wait for bone to grow up around them. You just have us put them in. So how will that work for a denture? If you have a denture that's loose and it's just flopping around, and I'll tell you this, as far as bone is concerned, even if you don't have a lot of ridge, you don't have a lot of bone, typically that is on the sides of your teeth, where your molars, where your chewing teeth used to be. People usually have plenty of bone in the front, where their front teeth used to be. So like right there by your chin. And the neat thing about that area is there is no nerve there. There's nothing in the way that an implant could harm. Unlike in the back, where having an implant placed in the back, if you don't have a lot of bone, we could hit a nerve. Not the case in the front quadrant there. So what your dentist, or what I would do if you came to me, would be to place most likely about 4 of these mini implants, and they're done right then, right there while you wait. You come in with your upper and lower denture in, we place the implants. Maybe takes about 30 minutes to do that. You can be sedated if you want. You wouldn't need to be, but you could. Obviously, we would numb you. And then we would go ahead and mark the underside of your denture, your existing denture. We put little marks where these implant posts are now in your jaw, and we would transfer the markings to the denture itself. And basically, we just hollow out four little places where we're going to put a little snap up inside the pink plastic of your denture, the part of the plastic that covers tissue. We would hollow those out, put these little things called locators, they're actually like little snaps with an O-ring, put those up in there, actually put them on the implants, and then place your denture over top. And we would go ahead and use some quick cure acrylic and fasten them in place. Now, when we do this, honestly, one of the biggest complaints people have when we do that is how hard it is to get their denture out. I know that's too hard to believe, or sounds hard to believe, but it's true. Four mini implants properly placed with denture locators can make it so that it takes two hands to get your denture out. And that's a pretty good problem to have, don't you think? So, yes, your lower denture can be made secure with the use of mini implants. So keep that in mind. All right, Lindsay. Well, hey, thank you so much for your question. All right. So it looks like it's time to go to a commercial. It's time for us to take a little break. Remember, our phone number is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Me smile. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Oh, today what we've been doing is answering listener questions and emails, and I think we have time for one more. And we have this question here from Georgia, and Georgia writes, "I'm 82 years old and went to a dentist for a checkup. The dentist noted that I have some cavities, an abscess tooth, some gum disease, and I'm missing some teeth. He suggested a full treatment plan that included fillings, some gum surgery, a root canal, a couple of crowns, and a bridge. It all made sense to me, but my kids think I would be wasting my money. What do you think?" Well, George, I've got to tell you that I do run into folks who, at a certain age, start saying to themselves or out loud, "I'm too old to have dentistry done." And I don't think so. Now, let me tell you that I've had patients that were 98 years old who have all of their teeth, and in fact, on a 96-year-old, I did an extraction, a root canal, a crown, and I made this woman a partial denture, and I think I did a filling or two. Now, that's what she needed, that's what she wanted, and in fact, her daughter came with her because they'd been to another dentist, and they had what they thought was complete dental care for mom, and when I saw her, she was wearing this little piece of plastic as a partial. It looked like a temporary partial. And I asked them why they got a temporary partial. And the answer was, well, we didn't know it was temporary. What are you talking about? And I said, well, real partials have a metal foundation to them. And then on top of the metal foundation or framework is pink plastic and teeth. And they said, no, we didn't say we wanted temporary. We wanted a regular partial. So what happened in that instance, we believe, is the dentist kind of made a decision for the patient. They thought, oh, you know, this woman's kind of old. Maybe we'll just do this little temporary thing, and that'll be enough. Well, as it turns out, that's not what she wanted, and I don't think that's what she deserved. So we went ahead and did full treatment, got her healthy, and now she can chew, and she's very happy, both her and her daughter. So let's just say that I've heard of this before, and I don't know what it is. I don't know why kids, I guess all kids think their parents are old. I think that's pretty universal. And maybe the kids are misguided. Maybe they think that you're older than you are, or that 82 is too old. I don't know. But I can tell you that 82 is not old compared to 98. And if you have an abscess, you need a root canal, period. I don't think it matters whether you're 52, 62, 72, or 82. If you need it, you should get it. And, you know, don't let your kids affect you or talk you out of it. In fact, maybe it'd be setting a good example for them, because maybe they need to get to the dentist as well. You know, there's nothing like good dental care. There's nothing like good dental health, let me say. If you have abscesses, your body is fighting an infection. Or infections, including gum disease, is an infection. So whenever you eat a meal or you take a vitamin, there's a certain amount of energy that has to go to fight this infection rather than allowing you to enjoy life to its fullest. So I would say yes, just tell your children that it's not a waste of money, it's something you need to do for your health and well-being, and that I'm sure they'll understand, especially if they love you, and I'm sure they do. So thanks so much for the email, Georgia. And hey, it looks like we're running out of time. And before I come to an end, I want to make sure that I mention that on June 17th, we will be holding an event at my office, 4308 North High Street, called Dentistry from the Heart. And it's an all-day event. We will be doing free dentistry on as many people as we can possibly do in one day. From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., we will have all kinds of volunteers. We're going to try to make it a fun day. Even if you don't happen to be one of the ones that gets treated, we will be able to do cleanings, fillings, extractions, and we're even going to be doing children, because we'll have the Ohio State University mobile dental coach parked in the parking lot, and they'll be taking care of kids. So be sure to mark it down, spread the word, pass it along to your friends, and thank you so much for joining me. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8 and every Sunday morning at 8. Have a great day and have a great week. Goodbye.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.